Hi, everybody. Thank you for your support as always. The NARCCon podcast is now offering a membership only subscription of the price of a cup of coffee per month for all new and some of the old podcasts going into the membership section. Please join us if you'd like more of this content. We would love to see you there. And to remind you, should you wish to avail of the free content, it is available over on YouTube in both video and podcast form. God bless everyone. Take care, and I hope you enjoy the content that's to come. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our channel NARCCon today. At the beginning of the new year in 2025. I hope everybody's okay. And I had to say to Remy there, would he mind getting up on the sofa because we haven't had a walk? So my co-producer today might be a bit active, and I hope that works out well for everyone. Today we're going to get into kind of a woo-woo topic, I suppose, for some people who may be starting out on their journeys of discovering narcissism and the narcissistic personality disorder. And I suppose having more a penchant for the psychology of the behaviour pattern cycle. And that is perfect. And it gives you a great structure to understand what the narcissist is going to do next, basically, and the traits of narcissism. But as you know, and as I have gone further into this area and on my own personal journey and witnessing the personal journey of others through the forum of coaching, I have felt more and more inclined that the malignant narcissist and what we go through with a narcissist is more based in the realms of spirituality and immorality and the old-fashioned terms of actually evil and an evil attachment and an evil energy and a darkness for the lack of humanity. It's called lack of empathy, but it's actually, in my opinion, a lack of humanity in a person, because narcissists display, particularly if you threaten their control or if you try and escape them or if you hold them accountable, narcissists will really hit out at you in the most cruel and inhumane and sadistic way, which, you know, you can explain away in psychology, but at the end of the day, it falls into the realm of good and bad, you know, cruel and kind. So that's the area I'm going to cover today. And I'm going to cover my personal theory, or what I've landed in, my opinion of why we're here and what we're here for, and how the narcissistic energy or entities, if that's not too far out for you, actually attack us in a process from the very beginnings of our lives to the mid to end point, or whenever we actually become educated about what is actually going on in a spiritual realm in our lives, taking it from that point of view. So I've had the experience myself, and I know a lot of other people have. And I'm going to ask you a question at the end. And I'm hoping that that question asking and the seeking and searching inside will put you on a new path. So let's get into the very start of where I'm coming from. I believe, as I've said in many podcasts, that we come from somewhere other and we're born into a life on earth, that we have a whole spiritual life, a whole energy that is not just from our body and our brain. It's not just made up of the functionings of our brain, that we have an individual, independent soul and spirit. And I know a lot of religions would adhere to this principle. I also believe that we are on a journey. I personally believe, and I know a lot of religions don't believe this, that perhaps we spend more lives on earth in our spirit and soul capacity than one life. But you don't have to believe that for the purposes of this video. This is about the life you're currently living now. You're born into this energetic pool and you have a purpose. your energy can dynamically change the ratio of bad, good, light and dark energy on this planet you're born into. And some people that are more attacked by narcissists may have a calling, may have the capacity to spread a lighter, better energy that is more fruitful and wholesome and joyous and amazing and happy and humorous than some of their counterpart human beings that land on Earth at the same time in the same family dynamic. And it can be incremental in each person. I believe, because of the people I would speak to in coaching and other people in my everyday life, that those that have something more developed or that they've concentrated more on, and I'm talking about light energy, the will to help, the will to put good out there, the will to show kindness, the will to live in the fullness of their humanity, the will to go into the intellectual reasons that we may be here, the will to propagate goodness, basically. I believe that those people who have a mission in this life are going to be attacked, and are going to be attacked from the beginning of their life to the end of their life. And don't let this get you down, because once you know what you're up against, you can defend yourself against it, and you can actually use it to propel yourself into your mission more so. But it's a case of the awakening. It's a case of understanding, you know, what is going against you. And that's the reason I've done this particular podcast. I believe that it is very precious to understand this particular information for the good and the succession and the future of our planet, because there's a lot of darkness attacking it at the moment in various political arenas, with various celebrities and in everyday life, where people are feeling a lack of hope. And I believe the darkness is trying to stamp out hope and is trying to convert people to lack of hope and darkness and just practicing in that mode, which is the extinction of humanity and the extinction of good energy. So I don't want to let that happen. You don't want to let that happen. And don't feel hopeless against having a power to make a difference in this world. I believe that somebody who has a very strong mission is going to be attacked in disguised form. That is, you know, you may have a narcissist in your life or two as you journey forwards, and you think you get to a certain point and you say, I know what the narcissists are now. I know who they are and what they look like. And then they come in at a different angle where you're not expecting. Basically, the energy of the narcissistic spirit is a shape-shifting energy. And I believe once you kind of block off, say, the romantic area, block off the familial area, they will come in a different way that you're unsuspecting. So basically you have a fort, you fortify the fort, but they come in over the wall or they come down through the air, something that you haven't looked at or thought about. It comes in various disguises, is my point. From the beginning, you may have had a narcissistic parent, you may have had a narcissistic upbringing, and that can be singular, which primes you and grooms you in the very start of your life to develop a certain way and behavior pattern yourself that helps you survive that narcissistic energy as a child. So you know that this person is dangerous to you in certain ways and needs to be navigated. And you can set up a system as a child where you please them, where you do everything you're told, where you serve their needs and don't threaten their control. You will know how to navigate this individual instinctively and with a learned and kind of groomed behavior pattern. So they actually set you up. It's like narcissist school that you start off in. You may then go to school, and in your young years, you mightn't have had a narcissistic parent, but you may get a narcissistic instructor, tutor, or teacher. Or the school system, the school in itself, may have a lot of the narcissistic elements. A lot of the worldly stuff may be worshipped. You know, it may be about how you look, what your family has, that kind of environment. So you learn how to be accepted in that particular circumstance. You then go on to have a romantic relationship, and you're pre-groomed for this. You're pre-groomed for the next narcissist to come in, to make you feel that you're not good enough, to hone in on what you've learned already and to compound that learning in you, to make you feel that this is normal, that the way the narcissist treats you is familiar, it's normal. And you know how to navigate that. So you think this time, though, as an adult, that you will have a chance of navigating this successfully, in that the person then may actually love you because you know what you're doing. You've done this before. And although you didn't succeed as a child, you have many more talents and ways to overcome in this situation. And on it goes. And you suffer the loss of that relationship, maybe by having to walk away, or the narcissist has discarded you. So the pattern of you being a certain way and people taking your energy, sucking your energy, keeping you down, keeping you distracted, distracted from what you are here to do in this life, for what you are here to contribute to the energy of humanity, basically. You're distracted and you're also less confident and less passionate about that thought that's inside you about what you really want to do. And that, to me, is a spiritual war. It's these individuals being seeking you out, honing in on your energy like a magnet, drawn to you, to overcome you, to keep you down, so that they can be prolific in what they're putting out into the world. So maybe at this stage in life, you know, you may have had three narcissists, you may have had a narcissistic parent, you may have had a narcissistic school experience, you may have had your first romance may have been with a narcissist. Then there's the other situation that you can get into. You may even have been born into what I call a narcissistic coven, where there were a good few narcissists in your family. So what chance would a child have in knowing that this is not right, that this type of backstabbing, deceitfulness, cruelty is not the norm? Usually with a person, a human, what I call human beings, I call narcissists a type of species of human being, and that think totally differently to the normal human being. So you may have had you, a normal human being, in a coven of narcissists. So you're out of your species, but you may have seen one person or had the experience of a grandparent or someone in school or a friend that was different, that you were attracted to because you had a lot of light in you. So you did see a different way. So getting back to that romantic relationship, sometimes we have to go through a variety of romantic relationships and a huge amount of pain before we actually, if we're lucky enough to get the knowledge about narcissists, dark energy, spiritual battles, purpose of life, all of those things. They can come to us at different ages. Some people are lucky enough to discover it in their 20s. Some people discover it in their 70s and 80s. But it's never too late to discover it. Because from that moment, you can change totally and you can go into your purpose. And don't feel that there's wasted years, because you will have done good. You won't have been able not to have done good, despite the narcissist deflecting you, distracting you, and attempting to destroy you. Now we get to what, many, many podcasts back, I would have described as the brick wall narcissist. And it's usually in a romantic relationship, though it can be in others. It's that relationship that nearly takes you out. It's that relationship that when you wake up in the mornings, you don't want to be conscious because the pain is so overwhelming. It's the relationship that knocks you off your axle, that takes quite some time to actually find the truth of what actually went down in that relationship, to find out about narcissism, to find out about dark energy, and to learn about yourself, and to look at the illusion that was set up for you by the narcissist and understand that that's all it was, an illusion, and to work on your brain. Your brain is the computer center of your human existence, and that computer needs to be, as I've often said in podcasts, needs to be rewritten. The virus needs to be taken out of the computer, the virus being the software that the narcissist implanted, and it needs to be totally rewritten, and that means repetition, repetition, and work. So let's say you've hit your brick wall narcissist and you are overcoming and you understand what's happened to you. And generally, when you get that really, really bad, painful experience and you have to rewrite your life and your trajectory and look at your reason for being here, if you make the most of that opportunity, if you take something really, really bad and be just so determined that it's not going to kill you, you are going to survive this, and you're going to more than survive this, you're going to make it into something, because of you and your strength, into something really, really good. No matter how unimaginable that is, if you're in the throes of pain, it's possible. People have done it, succeeded, and had the best lives afterwards that they ever thought they could possibly have. Everything is so much clearer. You can taste things better. You can see things better. You can feel life better. I cannot explain the miracle of coming through the pain barrier after the brick wall narcissist. I'm going to park that there for now. This darkness will still come at you, no matter how well you think you know it and understand it. And it'll come at you in different ways. When you recognize it and sense what it is, you will be able to just be you. You will be able to shield yourself in the fullness of your own authority. They will send somebody, some narcissist, at you in the following ways. They will send them through your work environment. They will send them through you having a medical procedure and something going wrong because a narcissist is involved. They will send them with perhaps a landlord, a tenant, or neighbours, or somebody you live in your environment with. They constantly send them in. If you have healed in the romantic setting and you've healed in the familial setting, they will send them in other ways to bother you, to trigger you, to distract you from your purpose. You will be better able to deal with them because you'll have learnt about how they go about their evilness. It's just in a different setting. So it's like, for instance, let's say you're learning history in college. And you've learnt a general world history, and you've learnt English history, American history, Russian history. Well, this is German history or Spanish history that you have a broad spectrum knowledge of, but not a precise knowledge of. So they're just sending you in, specialists in evil, in a different arena. But you have the genre the general knowledge of how to deal with these individuals. The worst, I believe, the worst way they come at you, because, you know, you may have covered all these, you're on to the romantic ones, you're on to the past relationships with family, you're managing it all, you're navigating what you have to navigate, you got the neighbours under control, or you've moved, or you know, you're on it. You feel, nah, can't get me now. You can't get me now. I'm going along my path and I'm going to do what I need to do in this life. And a narcissist will come in at your child, your adult child. They'll go into a relationship with your child. That to me is the worst of the worst of the worst of experiences, because the narcissist that comes at your child is actually coming at you. And they're coming at your child. They're coming at you through your child. So you have to navigate, and there is a way of navigating those type of relationships very, very, very carefully. I think that is the coming in at you from the side is one of the evilest ways they try and come in and scupper your mission in this life. That is a whole area in itself. And if anybody is going through that and you would like coaching, I have experience in that area. So just drop me a line. That to me is the last way they try and get in, because obviously, whereas you wouldn't even maybe want, you know, go so far to protect yourself, or, you know, the way we are with our children, we will do anything to protect them. And your instinct is to be triggered immediately, and you cannot go in like that. You have to go back at them sideways. So I said I was going to get to a question. And I think for me, this was the most healing of the healing processes. And there are many ways and areas that you can approach to healing. It is not a one-way street. It is a complex and beautiful journey that you can take. But there are many stops along the way and many things you can bring with you on that journey. But one of the main things that will keep you on the healing path is to ask yourself this question. What is your purpose? What is your purpose? Why were you born? What has a narcissist distracted you from? Why did they break your confidence down as much as possible? Why did they try and hinder you? And why do they keep attacking you? In a way, it's an eloquently beautiful way of diagnosing your life purpose. If you have had a lot of narcissists, or a very vile and strong and particularly clever narcissist attacking you, then you have something very special and important to do here. If you have gone through excruciating pain, then what is at the other side of that is, as I always say, commensurate with what you've suffered, what you're going to experience in terms of joy, inner peace and happiness and purpose and value. That question that people are nearly compelled to ask themselves in healing. You may say, Paul, I don't know, but you do. I am telling you, and leave in the comments, you do know what your purpose is. It's an inner knowing. There's an area that you've wanted to explore that you haven't, or even a direction that you feel you want to go in, a desire to travel, to learn. The answer is in there. take a step towards your natural gravitation, and you will then find what your purpose is. It's a question to me, I think, of opening up spiritually, of opening up energetically. And in fact, the experience with a narcissist will have prized you open. You will be vulnerable, you will be raw. But instead of suffering the experience, if you make it work for you, you have a whole opportunity now. You're down at rock bottom. You have a whole opportunity to decide how to stand up and whether to walk in the direction of your purpose. So I see my co-producer getting a bit angsty there in the back. Oh. Anyway, I see him getting a bit angsty and he hasn't had his walk yet. So he's waiting for me to finish here. So I'm going to take him on his walk because that is definitely my purpose at the moment. So without further ado, I hope this podcast has been helpful and not too woo-woo for some people. But I tell you, if you've touched the energy of a narcissist, you have to say it doesn't come out of the DSM. It doesn't come out of a psychology book. It's zizzy. It's something palpable. You can feel it. And the more you open up to allow your instincts to tell you when you're in the presence of a narcissist, the more protected you'll be. Please take care of yourselves. I need to take care of my furry producer, and we will see you very soon again. Again, leave in the comments if you know what I'm talking about here. Bye for now.